Okay, let's unpack this. Today, we're doing a deep dive where ancient wisdom really meets modern science.
Yeah, it's a fascinating blend.
We're talking about Platycodon grandiflorum. You probably know it as the balloon flower.
Right. And specifically, a compound in its roots called platycodon D.
Exactly, platycodon D or PD. And our mission really is to pull out the key insights on its anti-cancer properties. There's a synergy there that's quite surprising.
Definitely.
And just for context, this isn't some brand new thing. The plant's been used for ages in traditional Asian medicine, mostly for lung issues.
And it's even eaten, right? Like in bibimbap.
Yeah, exactly. Which, suggests it's generally seen as safe, centuries of use there.
Absolutely. And what's really exciting now is seeing that traditional use kind of validated and even expanded on by lab research.
So tell us about platycodon D or PD in the lab. What's it doing?
Well, the lab studies show it can kill cancer cells directly, or at least stop them growing and spreading.
Okay. Any specific cancers?
It's actually shown activity across a really wide range. We're talking lung,
Yeah.
breast, colon, stomach, even leukemia cells in lab settings.
Wow, that's quite broad.
It is.
Huh.
And crucially, some studies suggest it's quite selective,
Selective.
meaning it seems to target the cancer cells more than the healthy ones, at least in some models, like prostate and gastric cancer studies. That's a really big deal in potential treatments.
Right, minimizing damage to healthy tissue is always key. Now, one area that really jumped out was papillary thyroid cancer, PTC, right? The most common type.
Yes, exactly. That's where things get particularly interesting with PD.
So, what's the mechanism there? What makes it potentially, a game changer for PTC?
Well, the research suggests PD specifically targets and shuts down something called the NFQ pathway.
Okay, NFQ. And that's important for these cancer cells.
Very important. It's like a critical engine for their survival and growth. But here's the really fascinating part.
Go on.
By hitting that NFQ pathway, platycodon D seems to reduce something called PD-L1 on the surface of the tumor cells.
PD-L1, isn't that involved in how cancer hides from the immune system?
Precisely. PD-L1 is like the tumor's invisibility cloak, telling the immune system nothing to see here. So by reducing PD-L1, PD essentially unmasks the tumor.
Ah, I see. Takes off the disguise.
Exactly. And that makes the tumor much more vulnerable, not just to our own immune cells, but potentially to immunotherapy drugs too, like pembrolizumab.
Pembrolizumab, right, a major immunotherapy drug. So PD could make it work better against thyroid cancer.
That's the potential implication. It could help turn these immunologically cold tumors, the ones the immune system ignores, into hot tumors that immunotherapy can actually target effectively. It's a huge potential breakthrough.
So if I'm getting this right, PD isn't just another weapon, it's something that could make existing weapons like immunotherapy much sharper.
That's a creepy way to put it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Its role might be less as a standalone killer and more as a powerful sensitizer.
A sensitizer, meaning it makes the cancer cells more sensitive to other treatments.
Exactly. It can enhance the effectiveness of existing therapies. And importantly, maybe even overcome drug resistance.
Like with chemotherapy.
Yes. For example, there's research suggesting it can act as a chemosensitizer. It's shown potential in reversing resistance to drugs like oxaliplatin in colorectal cancer models.
Wow, and what about targeted therapies?
That too. There's evidence it could act as a targeted therapy sensitizer. One study showed it resensitizing KRAS mutant colorectal cancer cells to cetuximab.
That's significant. KRAS mutations often make those cancers really tough to treat with drugs like cetuximab, right?
Extremely tough.
Yeah.
So finding something that can overcome that resistance, even in lab models, is incredibly valuable. This ability to boost other drugs is really where PD might shine.
Okay, this potential as a sensitizer sounds, well, really remarkable. A strategic partner for lots of treatments. But let's bring it back to Earth a bit. These are lab findings, you said.
Yes, absolutely. That's the crucial caveat here. These are early laboratory findings, promising, yes, but early.
So, what needs to happen next for this to potentially reach patients? What are the hurdles?
Well, the big step is more studies.
Yeah.
And most importantly, we need rigorous human clinical trials. That's essential to confirm if PD is truly safe and effective in people.
Right. Safety and efficacy in humans is the ultimate test.
Absolutely. And there are other challenges too, things like bioavailability, making sure enough of the compound actually gets absorbed and reaches the target in the body, and figuring out the best way to deliver it.
Practical considerations.
Exactly. But the potential is definitely there. PD could become, a really crucial partner in combination strategies down the line, helping overcome resistance, boosting existing treatments. maybe even tackling cancers we currently struggle with.
It really is quite something. To think this common garden flower, the balloon flower, used for centuries, might hold these modern keys.
It bridges that gap between ancient observation and modern molecular understanding.
It truly does. Imagine, you know, a future where we systematically explore nature's pharmacy, guided by science, to find new ways to fight complex diseases like cancer.
That's a powerful idea.
And it really makes you wonder, doesn't it? What other natural compounds are out there just waiting for their moment, waiting for science to unlock their potential? Something to think about.